Life in 500 Words is your chance this year to tell us when you've taken a chance and just winged it. Shannon Kerrigan did that, but she took the plunge from inside her workplace.
About 18 or 20 years ago, I was working for an organisation that didn't have a website. In those days, each area built their own website, so I put up the proposal to my manager that I would build a website for our particular department. However, I had to write a funding proposal, which I did. The day I got the email to say that we actually got the funding for me, I was so shocked. I actually ran out of the office and ran down to the bookstore and bought HTML for Dummies because I actually had no clue how to build a website. I'd never done anything like that before. But I came back and after many hours of teaching myself, I managed to figure out how to do it. I even built cascading style sheets and managed to make it more accessible for people with a disability. I think the big lesson I learned from this is maybe think through a little before you put a proposal in and see if you've actually got the resources to do it and know how to do it. But the other thing I learned was don't be afraid of putting yourself out there and learning something, even if you don't know everything.
Those exciting days when putting in code resulted in a web page. Shannon Kerrigan pushing her own boundaries to get a website funded and made. And if you have a story about taking a risk and winging it, we would love to hear from you. Just record it into your mobile phone and email it to us at Life Matters. You can find all the details on how to do that by clicking on Life in 500 Words on the right-hand side of our homepage. Shannon's story was produced by Michael McKenzie, and in just a moment, you'll hear him donating just a little of himself to help power all of us into the future. It's not a part of himself you might have thought of, though, or even wished to think of. You're on Life Matters on RN.